Okay, everyone, we're going to make a start again. So if I can get your attention. So we've heard already in this first part of the hour from Buddhism. I'm going to invite Muhammad up, who's going to speak to us on Islam. So thank you again.
Hello again, everybody. Can I just get a raise of hands? Who was here in the last hour? Okay, cool. It's like a sound majority. Okay, so basically in the last hour, we spoke about what is life in Islam, right? And why we were given life and the reason why we exist. Now I'm going to go into a bit of detail on how do we live. So we've had the why, but now how do we live as Muslims? So basically in Islam, life is a gift to us, but it's also a promise to us. It's like a trust that we have from God. God has entrusted us with a soul, right? And entrusted us with these bodies for us to do the best that we can to impact on the wider community, on each other's lives. So a question that I want to ask you guys is, what does it mean to live in Islam? So basically, in Islam, we've got the Quran, which governs the way we live, which governs our way of life. Islam in itself is not a religion. It's actually a way of life. The Quran itself is a guideline, an outline of how, of some of the laws that we should follow. But then we take to the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So we take to the life of the Prophet, to the way he acted, the way he interacted, the way he perceived the world. Right, and we look at how he interacted with people and how he lived his life, and we try and imitate that to the best of our ability. Because the Prophet, peace be upon him, to us was a perfect example of a person close to God, a person who was loved by God, and a perfect example of who we should all be. He was nicknamed the Sadiq al-Amin, the most truthful and the most reliable. And this was before he became the Prophet, before he received the revelation. So it just shows you that his life before and after prophethood were all pretty much linked together. So we live our life through his example. We have strict guidelines in Islam as well to the way we interact with people. Because like I said earlier in the previous, hour, God made us tribes and people so that we get to know one another. And not only verbally, but rather how we interact with one another. So Islam has a very strong sense of neighborhood and brotherhood, not only between Muslims, no, but between every single human being. Just because a person is an atheist or a Christian or a Buddhist, it doesn't mean we treat them any less than we would treat another Muslim. So that is the value of life. Each person has their own value. You treat each person within accordance to who they are, not what they believe. So Islam teaches us to be and teaches us to live our life through in love for one another, in mercy to one another. And it teaches us to be as honest as we can be. Islam in itself has a really strong emphasis on the search of knowledge. For a person has really not lived until he has searched knowledge. And this is my quote, not the quote from the Quran. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, it is obligatory upon every man, woman, and child, man and woman in my nation, of my followers, to search knowledge. And the angels bow their wings to the searcher, the one who searches for knowledge. And the earth itself asks for forgiveness for the person who searched for knowledge. So the search for knowledge and the gaining of knowledge is a critical element of how a Muslim lives their life. So going back a few steps, to life in Islam is living through one another, searching for knowledge, being good to one another. And just by listening to these, it automatically wipes clean or contradicts what people have seen from Muslims today, not necessarily Islam. See, a famous French poet who embraced Islam a couple of centuries ago, he said that In France, he read about Islam and fell in love with the concept of Islam and embraced Islam. And then he went to the Arab nations to actually learn about Islam a bit more. And he said, "If had I met Muslims before I learned about Islam, I would never become Muslim." It's because Muslims these days do not embrace what Islam is about. So don't be deceived by, if you see a Muslim who's misbehaving, don't think that is Islam. That is not Islam. That is him. So living in Islam is to live a humble life, a life where we worship God to the best of our ability, do the best we can, and a life which we live to the fullest. We experience what it means to be alive, but within the bounds of Islam, within the laws of Islam. We are asked to travel. We are told to travel and see the world and learn, seek knowledge. We are told to be dutiful to your parents, to get married, to have kids, to work. And that, in essence, is life. Because life is not just a soul. It's the experiences that we gain throughout our existence. And it's the experiences and the knowledge that we pass on to our next generation that is life. That is what it means to be alive and to have lived. Okay, I'll actually conclude with the same story that I said in the last one about the story of creation and when God created all of mankind. So once again, God created all the souls that were ever to be existed, and he put them on his hand and looked into the hearts of every soul and saw in the hearts of those souls the ones that were to accept the faith and were to accept faith in their hearts and to be believers. So and he chose them and made them his believers. And then he looked into the hearts of the believers and chose his prophets. And from there, he chose on the messengers and the final prophet. But this just shows us that he shows how much God really loves us and that he chose us to be his believers before we were even created and chose us to live before we even lived. And it just, even though we're probably not able to comprehend this act of mercy, it's still a test for us within ourselves to try and accept that within ourselves. So we can all work to get to heaven through living and experiencing life. Okay, I'll leave you guys with these few questions. So I want you guys to contemplate what it really means to be alive in Islam, what it means to have lived, and what it means to have the life and what it means to you to have the soul that God has given you to walk this earth. Thank you.
Okay, much to contemplate there. Think about life, think about how this life is going to impact eternity. Some things to work through in your groups.